Joining me in the studio, speaking of Veterans Day Sunday, I got some folks from the Roseville Christian Church, Marty Thurman, Karen Wingate, and Bev McIntyre. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing fine, thank you, Asher.
You bet. A little chilly. You cold weather people, or are you like it hotter?
I like it a little warmer personally. I don't know. What about you, ladies?
Oh, I think I like it a little bit warmer.
Absolutely, yeah. I could be in Phoenix, Arizona, and probably be happy.
Yeah, I like to get out and exercise outside.
Sure.
So I like it a little warmer to get on my bike.
Yeah. So we were talking about Veterans Day Sunday, and you guys got a special service on Sunday at the Roseville Christian Church. Tell the folks about it.
Well, this Sunday will be the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, World War I ended and the armistice was signed. I think I was looking through our Legion magazine or something, and it flipped a switch, and I thought, well, being it's on Sunday, we should be think about doing a special...
Sure.
commemoration of the veterans, but also God. So we've kind of labeled this a God and country type of service is what we've labeled it. And we have our local Legion post participating in some of the activities, and some other veterans will be participating in the presentations.
Well, nice. That sounds like a fantastic service. So what's going to take place during the day? How's the service going to go?
We'll open up with our traditional singing time, and then we'll proceed from there into a commemoration of the military that are in our congregation. We'll show a video of the different people that have been in the military. We'll have a presentation of the colors, some special music, and then our minister, Jack Wingate, will be preaching a sermon on faithfulness. We really hope to emphasize the qualities that we see in our military people of dedication and sacrifice and service, and trying to then tie that into our spiritual faith.
Yeah, that sounds great. What kind of video is going to be shown?
The video is just clips of different people that are in the military from our congregation. We have pictures of my daughter, who is an optometrist in the U.S. Army. Marty, do you know of other people that are going to be in that video? Or Bev, I think you helped put the video together.
I did help put the video together. We cover from the Civil War to the current day.
Wow.
With photos. And it's been fun to gather the photos and get them worked up. And
you're kind of the memorabilia part
of
this.
I'm the memorabilia.
Sure.
We'll have a photo display, some boards that have veterans on them. We have a Purple Heart. We have dog tags.
Wow.
Discharge papers, shell casings.
A little bit of everything.
A lot of different things.
And some uniforms of some veterans
uniforms,
as well.
Uniforms, yes. There'll be
That'll
uniforms
be kind of neat
as well.
To see.
Yes.
Sure, sure.
I know of one couple who said they're going to bring in their father's World War II uniforms. Each of them, the wife and the husband, had dads in World War II, and they're going to bring those in. I have a picture of my dad in his flight suit. He was not a pilot, but he was a crewman on a plane in his training, and I'm going to have that there. And many of these things are really, really special to people, so we're logging them in and keeping track of them, because these are people's cherished items that they're sharing with us.
Nice.
It's been real exciting as people are bringing in the items that they stop and they tell the stories of the people that have been in the military and why they got the medals. And you hear just that deeper level of commitment and faith behind some of our military personnel.
Sure.
And my grandfather fought in the Civil War.
No kidding.
No kidding. He was married, and his first wife died, and he married my grandmother, who was 22 when he was 57.
Wow.
So I have pictures of him in his uniform.
That's awesome, and they'll be there for
yes,
sure.
Yes, yeah. And four of his family went to the Civil War. He came home. His brother Henry spent 6 months in the Confederate prison system and was moved numerous times, but he did survive.
Wow.
His brother William Dill was shot the first day at Shiloh. And his brother David was drowned coming home from the war.
Huh.
So I have...
Amazing stories. Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing stories. Sure. Anything else going to go on that day that you need to share with the folks?
Well, we want to invite people from our local community, but also anywhere if they'd like to come. The memorabilia will be on display before and after the service. What else, ladies?
The service starts at 9:30.
Yes.
And we're aiming for an hour, although we may go a little over, and I hope people will be patient with that. But it's in Roseville Christian Church in Roseville, Illinois.
Okay.
215 West Broadway.
15 West Broadway.
215
West Broadway.
It's just down the street from where the grade school or community center is in the first right, or just before you get to Casey's, you go south, and it's the second block.
Awesome. Now, if anybody would like to call for information or any kind of thing, what's the phone number?
They can call the Roseville Christian Church at 426-2131.
And that would be from 9 to 1 today and tomorrow. Was that correct?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So this is on Sunday from 9:30 to 10:30 at the Roseville Christian Church. Anything else? Anything going on at the church that you need to promote or anything today? Anything going on?
Well, on Halloween, we had a Neowalla type of thing where many people from the community came into a safe environment and got some candy, but they also played some games and stuff. That was the past Halloween. Last evening, we had hosted a soup supper fundraiser for a group called One Family, One Purpose. And they go to different communities where there's been
a natural disaster.
And they build homes for needy people. They go through a process and they build a home, and that's what we did last night. We had a puppeteer there for entertainment. We had soups. It was a donation. We had a good turnout, but this is a really good cause. We try to support causes like that. We have a pretty active missions emphasis in our church. We are small, but they're a very giving group. We have missions all over the world, and this last October 27th, we had what we call our Faith Promise Sunday, and $106,300 was committed to go to the different missions that we support here and overseas. And I believe we have a gentleman who's been at it for a while, Jim Oliver, and he's kept the figure since 1967. I think during that time, over $2 million has been given, and that's not factored for today's, but that's counting toward missions. So they've always been active, and we try to keep that.
Wow, fantastic, going. Guys, thanks for coming in. Have a great service.
Thank you very much.
You bet. That is Marty Thurman, Karen Wingate, and Bev McIntyre with Roseville Christian Church. It is a special Veterans Day worship service on Sunday from 9:30 to 10:30. We'll be back.